from KQED.
The expected shutdown of this year's salmon season in California is bad news not only for fishermen, but for consumers too. It means that anyone buying wild salmon this year is going to pay some wild prices. There is another choice, of course, cheaper farm salmon. But that prospect has some consumers cringing. And it has some fish farmers thinking of new ways to please wild salmon fans. David Gorn has more.
Inside the bustling ferry building in San Francisco is the San Francisco Fish Company.
I need 10 pounds.
10 pounds? Probably like 3 fish.
Slabs of fish meat rest on beds of crushed ice, and Hannah Clem of Alameda is trying to pick out a good one.
I grew up in Denmark, and I was raised on seafood, and it was the cheapest thing you could eat at that time, and now it's just through the roof.
That roof is going to get a little higher, at least for the type of fish most beloved by West Coast diners. Wild salmon is about to become a rare sight in grocery stores.
My name is Alan Kuhn. I'm a fishmonger here in San Francisco.
Kuhn runs this fish market, and he has some bad news for his customers.
Well, when the supply is low, the demand is high, the price goes up. You would be looking at anywhere from $20 to $40 a pound. This year.
That's because the population of Chinook salmon in the Pacific Ocean has mysteriously dried up. Why? Theories abound, from too much water pumped from the Sacramento Delta to naturally occurring ocean temperature fluctuations. But the bottom line is that spawning numbers were too low this year in the Sacramento River. So the federal agency, the Pacific Fishery Management Council, is expected to completely close the salmon season this year in California and Oregon.
1245.
Just down the dock from Alcatraz Cruises on Fisherman's Wharf is Bill Dawson and his seafood suppliers business.
It's going to be a very, very expensive product. It could be easily $30. It seems to me there always are going to be a small percentage of the core consumers that want wild salmon. They're going to really pay a lot of money for it.
Dawson is hoping that this salmon drought doesn't last any more than 2 years and that his business will still be around when, or if, the fish come back. Alan Kuhn says the soaring price for wild salmon is having another effect. It may be spawning a new industry.
What you will see this year will be, interestingly enough, artisan fish farmers, a really high-quality salmon product. It's not wild, but it's the closest that we can come to a wild salmon.
Most of the so-called artisan-farmed salmon comes from Scotland. Europe recently established organic certification standards for fish, and that's a designation the U.S. government doesn't give out. In California, concerns about farmed salmon run so high that the state has passed laws forbidding salmon farming. Joe McGonigal works for Aqua Bounty, a biotech fish company in San Diego. He says the artisan approach is the talk of the salmon business now.
It's actually quite a hot topic inside the industry. There's going to be the people who are nimble and who will attempt to tap into that market, that artisan market.
Most of the salmon in grocery stores are farmed Atlantic salmon from fish farms in Canada and Chile. The traditional criticism of farmed salmon is that in many operations, the fish are crammed together in pens and their waste can pollute coastal areas. They are often fed antibiotics and given food pellets with a coloring agent to turn their flesh from a pale gray to a rosy pink. With artisan salmon, there are fewer fish in those pens. The fish are raised without antibiotics or hormones, and their diet naturally gives their flesh a pink tone. McGonigal, whose company is working to produce genetically modified farm salmon that grow faster than wild fish, says that consumer concern is largely a matter of perception. For instance, that coloring agent used in farm salmon, that comes from red algae, McGonigal says, and is just added to the fish's food.
What's really going on here is economic competition and marketing. This is not primarily an environmental fight. There are some environmental issues to it, and the industry is certainly sensitive to those issues. But most of what you're seeing here is economic competition between wild fishers and fish farmers.
Among the existing salmon farms in Washington and British Columbia, a couple of them will go artisan, McGonigal says, primarily because there's a pretty high price tag for artisan salmon.
We'll scale it for you.
We don't remove the head.
Back at the fish market in San Francisco, customer Hannah Clem says the artisan farm salmon from Scotland is the one she usually gets when she can afford it. And if the price gets too high?
I'll have to go back to my good old pork tenderloin. Or my tin sardines.
The Pacific Fishery Management Council is expected to make a final ruling on this year's salmon restrictions April 10th in Seattle. For Quest, I'm David Gorn, KQED Radio News.
To sign up for the Quest audio podcast and our weekly email newsletter, go to kqed.org/quest.